From Hollywood, it's Jimmy Kimmel Live. Here's Jimmy Kimmel!
Safe and sound as a storm pounds the northeastern United States, threatening Halloween celebrations this weekend, particularly in New England, where they're already threatened by humans, by people who are trying to take Halloween away. You know, I know the country is very divided right now, but this, I believe, might be the kind of thing that will unite us. Maybe not, probably not. But there's a school district in Melrose, Massachusetts, just a few miles north of Boston, that has decided to, quote, de-emphasize Halloween. And not because of COVID. That has nothing to do with COVID. Schools will not host their annual Halloween festivities this year thanks to a new policy. Superintendent Julie Kuchenberger sent a letter to parents, says, over the past several years, MPS has worked to de-emphasize Halloween, shift our focus toward community building through fall celebrations. As we work to address unfinished learning, two of our key priorities are equity and the inclusion of all students, and fostering a sense of belonging and partnership with students, family, and staff. And I guess that means no Halloween party? I don't know why. Sounds to me like maybe Julie Kuchenberger couldn't think of a fun costume, so she ruined it for everyone. Parents have started a petition to bring Halloween back to the school, but the district is standing pat. Kuchenberger said there are people who don't celebrate Halloween, students, and that means those kids might not come to school at all that day, which... All right, problem solved then, right? I mean, then nobody's, I don't know, bring on the Skittles, right? Who is, maybe I'm being obtuse, but who's feeling marginalized by a Halloween party? Goblin Americans? I don't know. All I know for sure is there are about to be a lot of eggs thrown at the Kuchenberger house. Instead of de-emphasizing Halloween, what they need is an alternate, non-offensive name for the holiday at the end of October. It could be freely celebrated. Schools, inclusively, for all. And because we like to be helpful, we came up with some ideas. National Gourd Appreciation Day. Squash Ashana. Children dress slightly differently than they normally do every day. The Festival of Non-Terrifying Eco-Friendly Rubber Masks. Draculabor Day. All Snickers Eve. Afterlife Awareness Day. Just Let the Theater Kids Go Nuts Night. And something we can all get behind, Rob Schneider's birthday. So 58 this year. So happy birthday, Rob. There will be no trick-or-treating at the White House this weekend. They're planning to do the traditional handout of candy, but Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema blocked it. They said they were... The official reason they're skipping the annual tradition is because the Bidens will be at the G20 in Italy. True is, Joe just wants to keep all the Werther's originals for himself. He loves them. This would never happen under Trump. Every day under Trump was Halloween. Every day he woke up in the morning, he put on a full pumpkin face, ate garbage out of a bag, and scared the hell out of everyone. Although I will say, I have to be honest, and I think you'll agree with me on this, Guillermo. You're not listening at all, are you?
No, I am,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. The Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus, which has been gone for a while, might be coming back with an exciting new twist, and that new twist is no animals. There'll be no animals at the circus anymore, which I don't know how that's even... Or without animals, the circus is just a bunch of people eating funnel cake and swinging flashlights in a tent, right? It's... And what becomes of those animals, the circus animals? Are they released back in the wild to do tricks? Because that would be an awesome and very confusing safari. This is a good one. This is from a game show over in the UK called Tipping Point, and where not one but two contestants combined to give one of the best worst answers in game show history.
In his epic poems, Homer often refers to nectar as the drink of the gods, and which other substance as their food?
I know he likes donuts. I think I'll go with donuts, please, Ben.
OK. Could have passed this one over to Lindsay. Lindsay?
I would have said donuts as well.
You'd have got
beer and donuts, yeah.
Donuts
right
as
home
well.
Street.
I'll just read this question again. In his epic poems, Homer often refers to nectar as the drink of the gods, and which other substance is their food?
We've got the wrong Homer.
I think Tom may have realised he's gone for the wrong Homer.
I've gone for the wrong Homer. And they make fun of us. And by the way, he still got it wrong. The correct answer was Duff Beer, in case you're wondering.
Remember to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live weeknights at 11:35, 10:35 Central, only on ABC.